Corey Day strikes with high limit. Danny Dietrich stays hot. Dale McDowell got DQ'd from a win. And stick around for the end to see Brandon Shepherd drive a sprint car. Let's go. It's Monday, April 15th. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily, presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. Kubota Genuine Parts are designed and manufactured specifically for Kubota equipment to ensure optimal performance, durability, and compatibility. By choosing Kubota Genuine Parts, you can have peace of mind knowing that your equipment is getting the high-quality components it deserves. Don't compromise on quality. Trust Kubota Genuine Parts for all your replacement and maintenance needs. Keep your Kubota equipment running smoothly and efficiently with the reliability and assurance of genuine parts. Keep it genuine, keep it Kubota. Kubota Genuine Parts can be found at your local Kubota dealer. If you need to find a dealer, you can look them up in the My Kubota app or visit KubotaUSA.com. If you need to get the My Kubota app, you can find it by clicking or by scanning this QR code right here. A big thanks to Kubota Genuine Parts for their support of The Daily Show. Last night at RPM Speedway, the Kubota High Limit Sprint Cars were back in action as they continue a very busy stretch of racing. Saturday night at Texas Motor Speedway, it was Anthony Macri going to victory lane, but RPM is a very different style racetrack. And with the surface having a little bit of character, it seemed to play right into Corey Day's strengths, just like some of those California bull rings he's been racing on. Kerry Madsen was fast all night, and he used a good starting spot in the dash to control much of the main event after starting on the pole. He was challenged early by Macri, but past halfway, Day got the 14 machine rolling and then inside 10 to go after a restart and an open red. Madsen caught a rut wrong in turn two, and it was the opening that Day needed. He led the final six laps en route to his first career high limit win. Madsen settled for second with Jacob Allen in third. Day now has wins with both high limit and the Outlaws, but this one last night was very different than that Outlaw score at the Gold Cup in 2023. I've heard some people try and play that Gold Cup win off for Day. He just started on the pole, he's able to just stay out front. But this victory last night, those people cannot say the same thing. This was a statement. He started fourth and he had to drive through guys like Brad Sweet, Macri, Allen, Madsen, all of those guys to win. That shows he's ready to compete with this series. I do think Madsen was impressive in just his fourth race with Brandon Eikenberry as well. And Jacob Allen continues to look like a completely different guy. Five top tens in six high limit races and three straight finishes of fourth or better. That includes the win at Golden Isles in February and laps led at Texas Motor Speedway. Some guys who will be looking to bounce back include Rico Abreu, who had a crash last night, and Justin Peck, who has finishes of 21st and 19th the last two races. High limit is off today with their first midweek race tomorrow at the Red Dirt Raceway in Oklahoma. At Babs Motor Speedway on Sunday, Danny Dietrich picked up sprint car win number three on the season. He got around Kyle Moody inside 10 to go and drove on to the win, with Moody ending up second and Dylan Cisney in third. Since returning home to Pennsylvania after Volusia and East Bay, Dietrich has only been off the podium one time. That was on March 29th at the Grove, where he had a crash and finished 21st. Dietrich is rolling in Central PA right now. And if you're curious where we stand at the moment on sprint car earnings, David Gravel leads all drivers with just shy $82,000 in winnings. Tyler Courtney is second with $73,000 and Shelton Hodenschild third with $65,000. Those top three drivers also top the charts in average winnings per race. As for most sprint car starts, Anthony Macri leads all drivers in the country with 18 races. Jacob Allen, Danny Dietrich tied for second with 17. Macri also tops the win column with four so far. Bunch of these numbers can be found thanks to Bill over at sprintcarratings.com. So on the show yesterday, I mentioned that Dale McDowell had picked up a Southern All-Stars win over the weekend. He beat Ray Cook and Heath Hinman at the North Georgia Speedway. Only he actually didn't. In the aftermath of the win, Southern All-Stars officials declared that McDowell had gone over the tire allotment for the event. You're only allowed six tires, four which they mark and two unmarked, but McDowell used seven. Officials discovered after the race that McDowell's car had three unmarked tires on it. So because of the infraction, SAS officials DQ'd McDowell after the race and elevated Ray Cook to the $10,000 win. As is usually the case in these types of situations, there is controversy about the call because according to Shane McDowell Racing Facebook post and one from the series as well, kind of confirming all of this, McDowell's car was checked before the feature to see if the tires were correct and it was allowed to race. It wasn't until afterwards when officials were getting tire samples that the infraction was realized and the decision made. As you can imagine, doesn't seem as though the McDowell team is particularly happy with getting DQ'd, and the series says they don't believe the team broke the rules intentionally. This six-tire rule is not listed in the SAS rulebook online, but it was included in info sheets about these events posted to their Facebook page, and the series says it was announced at the drivers' meeting. There seems to have been some sort of breakdown in communication here, though, and McDowell lost the win because of it. It's not great that the officials missed it initially, but the team does bear some responsibility here to understand the rules that they are racing under. The Southern All-Stars are back in action this week at Greenville Speedway, while McDowell's next scheduled events are Thunderhill and Talladega with the World of Outlaws. Finally today, we know that coming up, Brandon Shepherd will make his World of Outlaws sprint car debut at Jacksonville Speedway on Wednesday, May 1st. As I mentioned on the show last week, there was no way B-Shep was going to go into that cold, and he got some laps in yesterday during practice at Jacksonville in one of Jake Newman's cars. Newman's team will field the B5 Valvoline sprint car for Shep in that race, and I didn't know this, but B-Shep is actually cousins with the Newmans, so this is a family affair. If you happen to have missed it yesterday, Shepherd shared a wild Brendan Bauman photo from the test where he is in a full wheelie. That is a great photo there from Brendan, and a little bit of a wild ride there for B-Shep. I also happen to have some super secret spy footage of Shepherd making laps, which I will push play on right now. Now, that footage isn't actually spy footage, but it just sounds better that way. Thanks to Taylor Norris for letting me share it on the show. I don't know about you, but I'd say Shepherd looks pretty damn good out there in the sprint car. Not that we'd expect anything different from one of the most talented racers on dirt. The World of Outlaws Late Models Championship leader is fitting that sprint car race in between Arrowhead and 81 Speedway on April 26th and 27th. Then he's going to go to Mississippi Thunder right after for three straight nights. I'm definitely looking forward to see how he does in this one. All right, that's it for the daily show today. The streaming schedule, you can find it at dirttracker.com/watchtonight. You can get news and updates all the time at dirttracker.com, and make sure to follow Dirt Tracker across social media. Hope you guys have a great Monday out there. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.